The national flag, Jawaharlal Nehru. The following is an extract from a speech made by Jawaharlal Nehru in the Constituent Assembly on 22nd July 1947. A resolution moved in the Parliament is generally accompanied by a sustained argument in its favour. Here Nehru, speaking as the Prime Minister-elect of the new nation, explains the significance of the national flag of India. Mr. President, it is my proud privilege to move the following resolution. 1. Resolved that the national flag of India shall be horizontal, tricolour of deep saffron, white and dark green in equal proportion. In the centre of the white band, there shall be a wheel in navy blue to represent the charkha. The design of the wheel shall be that of the wheel, charkha, which appears on the abacus of the Sarnath Lion capital of Ashoka. The diameter of the wheel shall approximate to the width of the white band. The ratio of the width to the length of the flag shall ordinarily be 2:3. Number 2, Mr. President, this resolution, sir, is in simple language and there is no glow or warmth in the words that I have read. Yet, I am sure that many in this house will feel that glow and warmth which I feel at present to this house for adoption. For adoption lies history, the concentrated history of a short span in nation's existence. Nevertheless, sometimes in a brief period we pass through the track of centuries. It is not so much the mere act of living that counts, but what one does in this brief life that is ours. It is not so much the mere existence of a nation that counts, but what that nation does during the various periods of its existence. And I do venture to claim that in the past quarter of a century or so, India has lived and acted in a concentrated way, and the emotions which have filled the people of India represent not merely a brief spell of years, but something infinitely more. They have gone down into history and tradition and have added themselves onto that vast history and tradition which is our heritage in this country. So, when I move this resolution, I think of this concentrated history through which all of us have passed during the last quarter of a century. Memories crowd in upon me. I remember the ups and downs of the great struggle for freedom of this great nation. I remember, and many in this house will remember, how we looked up to this flag, not only with pride and enthusiasm, but with a tingling in our veins. Also how, when we are sometimes down and out, then again the sight of this flag gave us courage to go on. Then, many who are present here today, many of our comrades who have passed, held on to this flag, some amongst them even to unto death, and handed it over as they sank to others to hold it aloft. So, in this simple form of words, this is much more than will be clear on the surface. There is the struggle of the people for freedom with all its ups and downs and trials and disasters, and there is finally today, as I move this resolution, a certain triumph about it, a measure of triumph in the conclusion of the struggle. Number 3, so I present this flag to you. This resolution defines the flag which I trust you will adopt. In a sense, this flag was adopted not by a formal resolution, but by popular acclaim and usage, adopted much more by the sacrifice that surrounded it in the past few decades. We are, in a sense, only ratifying that popular adoption. It is a flag which has been variously described. Some people, having misunderstood its significance, have thought of it in communal terms and believe that some part of it represents this community or that. But I, Jawaharlal Nehru, in the Constituent Assembly, I may say that when this flag was devised, there was no communal significance attached to it. We thought of a design for a flag which was beautiful, because the symbol of a nation must be beautiful to look at. We thought of a flag which would, in its combination and its separate parts, somehow represent the spirit of the nation, the tradition of the nation, that mixed spirit and tradition which has grown up through thousands of years in India. So we devised this flag. Perhaps I'm partial, but I do think that it is a very beautiful flag to look at purely from the point of view of artistry. And it has come to symbolize many other beautiful things, things of the spirit, things of mind that give value to the individual's life and to the nation's life.
For a nation does not live merely by material things, although they are highly important. It is important that we should have the good things of the world, the material possessions of the world, that our people should have the necessaries of life. This is of the utmost importance. Nevertheless, a nation, and especially a nation like India, with an immemorial past, lives by other things also. The things of the spirit. If India had not been associated with these ideals and things of the spirit during these thousands of years, what would India have been? It has gone through a very great deal of misery and degradation in the past, but somehow, even in the depth of degradation, the head of India has been held high. The thought of India has been high, and the ideals of India have been high. So we have gone through these tremendous ages, and we stand up today in profound thankfulness for our past, and even more so for the future that is to come, for which we are going to work, and for which our successors are going to work. It is our privilege and of those assembled here to mark the transition in a particular way, in a way that will be remembered.